Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 78 and it's verses 9 to 11. We're not going to do till 12, we'll just do 9 to 11. And again, yeah, it's speaking, it's giving the history of the Israelites and how God so helped them and brought mighty miracles. But then people forgot that, and they relied on armor, but even with armor they were defeated, and simply because they forgot their God, they weren't living a life consistent to his standards and in his presence. So let's just be encouraged again. Yes, we see, you know, we need to walk conscious of God. He's a very present help. Verses 9 to 11.
Take, for example, the sons of Ephraim. Though they were all equipped warriors, each with weapons, when the battle began, they retreated and ran away in fear. They didn't really believe the promises of God. They refused to trust him and move forward in faith. They forgot his wonderful works and the miracles of the past.
Yeah. See, they forgot his wonderful works and the miracles of the past. Even the exodus out of Egypt, mighty, powerful, through the Red Sea. And this is all written for our example. It says so nicely, 1 Corinthians 10. From verse 11, it says that these things were written for us, whom the end of the ages has come. When the end of the ages come, when we entered into Jesus, when we entered into the understanding of God's love in Jesus, the Bible says we translated out of darkness into the kingdom. The kingdom is eternal. So we're in the eternal kingdom now. And so we need to remember that. And one of the most important things is knowing. You know, we all know about the devil. Why? Because we know about sickness. We know about sin. We know about killing. We know about hurting. So those are things we experience, and they are around. But there's a greater reality. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is also around. You see, that's the solution to this whole problem. And when we don't see that as a, and it's a present, all-knowing, powerful God, then we always going to believe more in the devil and his works than God and his works. So first of all, believe when he introduced himself to you, he's now with you. And that's so important. And then from that, you stick to what he's saying to you, the standards that he's given to you, and then what he still opens up to. You all belongs to him, but what he's revealed to you is for you and for your children's children. And what is basically revealed? He says he's a very present help. He says that Paul commits us to the word of, I commit you to God. It's who we spoke about, God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and to the word of their grace. The word of grace is the divine influence of the Holy Spirit. What's the Holy Spirit saying? Because sons are led by the Spirit, so as to build you up and give you an inheritance. So guys, we got an inheritance, but we got to walk conscious of God to partake of this inheritance, knowing him and making him known. So be blessed as you arise and shine, knowing your God is for you, with you, and let that be known in your environment, in your day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.